Good evening, everyone. I'm Paige Estertori, bringing you the all-important insurance market updates on behalf of Financial Services Online, your go-to for personal and business insurance. Let's dive into the key stories from the past week. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFSA, clarified two pivotal insurance decisions in Australia. They have recently upheld Auto & General's decision to reject a motor policyholder's claim due to non-disclosure of critical information. Here's where this gets interesting. The policyholder, who suffered an accident last year, omitted the mention of a good behavior bond linked to a driving offense from 2022 while acquiring the insurance. Even considering the policyholder's ADHD and dyscalculia, FCA reinforced the necessity of full transparency with insurers, emphasizing that insurers would have declined the coverage if the policyholder had revealed his behavioral bond. In another turn of events, AFCA ordered insurer, QBE, to cover a restaurant's claim for damage due to arson, despite the director's undisclosed criminal record. The director of the restaurant omitted his criminal history when securing the policy, claiming this was due to oversight. Despite QBE's initial denial of the claim, AFCA instructed them to process the claim based on observed ambiguities in the initial insurance inquiry process. AFK's decision here reinforces the importance of clear communication and documentation in insurance underwriting. Moving on to financial updates, against all odds, the insurance sector reported a staggering profit amidst household strain. In the quarter ending in March, the insurance industry clinched a net profit after tax of over $1 billion. Insurers and reinsurers played a significant role, earning $990 million and $123 million respectively. But there are concerns over the 11% surge in insurance rates for householders over the year, sparking debates about the industry's resilience and the affordability of insurance for the average earning Australian household. Lastly, let's discuss regulatory news. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has lodged a case against Choosy T Ltd for alleged deceptive insurance comparison practices. Choosy reportedly misled consumers with false claims of presenting comparative analysis of multiple insurers while only offering products from Hannover Life Re of Australasia Ltd. This implies the probable enforcement of stricter advertising and operational regulations, urging both companies and consumers to exercise caution. That wraps up our weekly insurance news. From AFCA's emphasis on non-disclosure and clear documentations to ASIC's call for transparency, it's evident that trust and honesty drive our industry. Remember to continue visiting our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, to stay ahead, and we'll be back with more updates next week. Keep safe and good night.